evening, Mr. Mayor, member of the council. I just want to take this opportunity to congratulate Councilman Taylor and Councilman Shorto on their election, or not election, but deciding their second term without election. I consider the fact that no one ran against them as a vote of confidence of how you folks have operated for the past year. My understanding is we saved about $20,000 by not having an election. And I'd like to suggest to you, I don't know if it's feasible, you city attorney will tell us, I guess, could you make a donation of that $20,000 to the Hearts of Dunwoody for defibrillators, if that's possible? Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you very much. Mr. Dallas.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, yeah, pink panther, and now we have a new pink, which of course is Tour de Pink. And what's so excited about that for all of us in Dunwoody is it correctly sets the stage for what we should be, hopefully sooner than later, and that is the most bike-friendly city in Metro Atlanta. As you might know, our friends to the north in Roswell, Mayor Jerry Wood, are big bicyclists. They have a platinum rating by the organizations that rate these things. And as I've told that mayor, look out in your rear view mirror, because we're going to catch up with you and pass you. And I think this is exciting because it does set the stage for, as we go through our comp plan and our transportation plan, for setting very clearly our long-term vision for how Dunwoody will become extremely bicycle-friendly here in the PCID area. They're already working that way, and if we follow suit with a great plan, which I think we will with all of our stakeholders, that it won't be long before Dunwoody is seen as the biking community. And I'll close with this. As the AJC joins Dunwoody in expanding its holdings here through Cox Enterprises, let's not forget that one of its major owners, Fondane Jim Kennedy, also has his office overlooking Dunwoody. Spoke with him this past Wednesday, let him know about what our plans are and the fact that by hooking up with the PATH Foundation, we are going to be that keystone biking city. So I just want to say thank you to all of you and look forward to working with you, with the Chamber, and everybody else in the Planning Commission towards just that. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mr. Dallas. Larry Adams?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I don't know whether this is an appropriate time for me to speak on public comments because the business has not come up. It's new business, so
sure, you can speak at this time as well.
Okay.
Or you can speak on anything.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to address the mayor and the council. My name is Larry Adams. I live on Glades Drive over in Dunwoody. I've lived there since 1967. I'm a retired postal executive, retired from the U.S. Navy. The problem we have with the application of the Shell gasoline station into the liquor store operation is an ongoing problem. We've met with the owners, the current owners, about five or six times in the last 5 or 6 months. They haven't continued to live up to their promises of cleaning up the area. They continue to allow people to purchase beer and wine and consume it on the property, throw the remaining cans, bottles into the adjoining area, into the stream behind the building. They haven't ceased the noise that transpires after a bar closes in Gwinnett County and transforms over to their property, which is open at night. They're open 24 hours a day. They haven't lived up to any of the promises they've made in some of the other applications that's come before the city and the ZBA. This item's been addressed with the property owners, the managers. I've done that myself. I looked over there today at 11 o'clock. It's still got debris from consumption of alcohol beverages into the stream behind the building, on the side of the building. They still allow people to purchase beverages there and consume them on the property. The adjacent property, just for your information, which is the old Glaze Hardware store in that community, was zoned C1 back in 2004. And one of the conditions of the rezoning that was worked out in an agreement with Dunwoody Homeowners Association, Commissioner Boyer at that time in DeKalb County, is that there would be no more liquor stores in that area. There's a specific restriction on having a liquor store in the Glaze Drive or the Glaze Hardware property. So the neighborhood there feels like it's got a slap in the face to allow one to prop up right next door. My house is probably less than a football field from this particular establishment, which has changed from having a training room inside the Shell gasoline station to opening a liquor store in what was the old training room for the vendors. I don't know exactly how far it is. Otherwise, you know, 150 feet, 250 feet, whatever. But they were out there today surveying, and the surveyor told me that he was going to shoot the line of sight with the ordnance, done with his ordnance, from my house, both of my neighbor's houses, and from the townhome subdivision across the street to determine how far it was actually away from them. We're asking, the neighbors are asking you to respectfully deny this application for the liquor license on several premises. One, they've already been busted recently for selling beer and alcohol to minors by the Dunwoody Police Department. And in all due respect to the mixed company, the manager's excuse for this event happening was that the female clerk was having a time of the month situation and she didn't know what to do about that. That's the factual information that was given to me and other people in the neighborhood.
Thank you, Mr. Adams. You can address this again during the hearing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Adams. Yes, we do have a time limit. We appreciate your comments. Seeing that was the last comment card for this section of public comment, we are going to move on to